Accession number 32299, reel 11.
Tories, reel 11.
Well, after the Iraqi war came in, I've been talking about 1960. What did we talk about?
66, 68,
or something rather it would be. No, I was there for about two years. You see, but it must have been about 69. Anyway, it was this sharp exchange between Israel and whatnot. All the wives were taken up and escorted down from Kirkuk oil fields north of Baghdad, way north of Baghdad, under Iraqi army guard, right to Basra, where they got on a boat across the Shatt El Arab and were evacuated back to London by BOAC, as it was in those days. They were well taken care of, except that it was in June and the air conditioning fell down in the bus, and it was a hell of a trip with all these babies and children, and no men there, because it was a woman's only, you know. And there we are. At any rate, that's that one. So that's my wife's part of my wife's history, and we, in the meantime, had been stopped from flying. But we were there to train up the Iraqi pilots, a lot of whom we knew, and they were very nice guys. We really liked them, and we had our own. We had a bowling green. I became the champion bowler of Northern Iraq, actually, because we had nothing else to do. We'd go out and we had our own bar, which was called the Chat Noir, the Black Cat. And you could get gins and whiskey and everything else there, anything you want. But I've never been a great drinker. In any case, I drink a little bit, but not too much. But that's how we went on. And in the daytime, we were just telling our Iraqi opposite numbers how we conducted ourselves. And eventually, we were all flown out of Iraq. The company changed me over to Sierra Leone. I arrived there and thought, what a bloody awful place. But I soon got to like it, because in actual fact, it was a very nice place. And the chief pilot, which I'd been working with in Iraq, had gone there as the general manager. And he said, would you like a job here with me? That's why I went across to Sierra Leone. I became the chief pilot there and eventually became the general manager, and I ran the whole airline myself. And I spent 8.5 years in Sierra Leone flying Heron aircraft, and with 18 passengers. And later on, we got Trilanders, and life was absolutely lovely. They were a great people. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves in Sierra Leone. Mind you, we had about 7 or 8 servants and whatnot, and we had 2 gardeners and a night watch and a cook and an ordinary chap for serving you gins in the evening. That a very, very nice fellow. And I had my own driver, and it was great. We used to go out on the down to the every Friday. No, that's right. It would be. Oh no, it was a Sunday. I think I'm not quite sure. It was a Friday or Sunday. The day off at any rate. We'd go down to the beaches with the car with the driver sometimes. And there would be waiting great piles of local fellows who all got to know you after a while. They'd say, oh, me, my captain, that's what they used to call me, captain, business, and whatnot. And you'd say, oh, no, you. And they'd put the piled picnic boxes on their heads and go off in the big long trail. We'd spend all day down on the beach or swimming around, or sometimes we had 2 boats out there, and we used to go sailing or water skiing, and that was the life we led, the lovely life. And that finished when we came back to this country, and I spent a short time in Gatwick under operational control for the airline. Operation control and retired when they amalgamated with British Airways. I was a member of British Airways for a very short period, about a month or so, as part and parcel of the merger between British Caledonian Airways and British Airways. And there it is. British Airways therefore are responsible for my salary, my pension now. So more or less my life has been worked up into 4 periods. the school days up to the age of 16, the naval time and the second one. The third phase is the time in Africa and in Sierra Leone as a civilian pilot and whatnot. And the fourth period, I've been retired now, well over 20 years, and I'm becoming a gardener most of the time. So I'm living a lovely life. I'm very lucky.